KXL News Time, 4:39. Time for Triple Team Traffic and Ricky Meese to start things off. Go ahead.
We still have the accident in the cleanup stages, westbound I-80, west of Grantsville at exit 77. It has a left lane still closed to traffic, but they're trying to get all the other traffic by it on the right. Eastbound completely open, but drivers, just be aware, oversized loads are prohibited through that area at this time by UDOT. Southbound traffic, I-15, delays between downtown through Sandy. Southbound I-215 is westbound, heavy and slow from California Avenue to the Maverick Center. Michelle Rowe?
We have been watching an incident on I-215 southbound. There has been a fire truck in the center lane. They have just now cleared that accident. Traffic is getting through, but delays have gone all the way back to the mouth of Parley's Canyon. Looking to Bangor Highway southbound from California Avenue down to Highway 201 is slow and heavy, and I-15 southbound from Point of the Mountain to Lehigh is showing increased traffic. Mark?
Well, we've got increased traffic coming out of downtown and up to the north interchange, northbound I-15. In fact, you're going to be sluggish almost to Woods Cross. You're going to break free for a minute. Bog back down again in spots Farmington up to Hillfield Road, Highway 89. In turn, overflowing up to Fruit Heights as well. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or contractor, Diamond Rental has the right equipment for your next project at 12 Utah locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden. DiamondRental.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.